You know, obviously the game against the Cowboys was very disappointing. We're not discouraged. We're not frustrated. We're disappointed that, at least from an offensive perspective, we didn't do some of the things that we had done in previous weeks, and we didn't do certainly enough to win the football game. Defense played extremely well, and we didn't do our part. That being said, you know, I got a chance to watch the Giants play last night. They had a pretty good performance against an outstanding runner. You know, they kept Minnesota's offense was very ineffective against them. They're getting healthier on defense, and I think they played extremely well. So it's going to be a big challenge for us to get it right and go out and play winning football. And so we're looking forward to being out here today. I like the fact that we train on Tuesday because we get out here and get going. And we got to put together what's our best Tuesday of the year, get ready to play the Giants. And so that's where we're at. Hello. I haven't even finished yet. But that's okay. I'll let you go. I've cut you off before, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
You said you aren't discouraged. Why weren't you discouraged by Nick's performance?
Well, I didn't say that. Nick's performance. I'm not.
I'm sorry about the.
Yeah, you're adding words to my deal.
You said you weren't discouraged by Sunday.
No, I'm not discouraged because I know that everything that happened there, all the mistakes are correctable, and I think that's a good thing. Everything that happened in the game, we can correct, and that's what we're going to do starting today.
Why wasn't Nick seen opening this year's down?
Well, I think let's first of all say that there was 11 guys playing. It wasn't all Nick. You know, we as coaches and every other player that was out there has got to do a better job. And there are a lot of reasons why we weren't successful. And when you throw the football, there were times when the throw was inaccurate. There was times when the routes got to be sharper. And there were certainly times when we needed to protect better. And so, you know, it was just a mixture of things. And it all kind of got to us.
I'm just talking specifically in the plays where he had time in the pocket and there were receivers downfield that were open, raising their hands, and he just didn't see them.
Well, there were times when we had guys open that Nick missed them, certainly. But then there were other times where there were some good throws. We didn't get it done. And, you know, a lot of times you go back and you just look at the fundamentals of playing each position. And, you know, that's what we'll get corrected with Nick.
Yeah, I mean, when Nick's been in, he's been pretty accurate, even since last year. Mm-hmm. His passes and confident, decisive, quick.
Sure.
And it just seemed like some of those things, as Jeff was saying, on the passes where there were guys open that weren't there. Do you feel like maybe he just... Was it just a bad game, or did he get caught up in that?
Well, there were some bad plays. You know, Nick certainly had some bad plays, and I think other guys did as well. And when you go back to it, there are reasons for it. And as I just mentioned, it comes back to just the fundamentals, whether it be the footwork, you know, the release of the ball, scrambling to get something done. Whatever it is, you can point to the fundamentals normally when an error is made.
What about with Deshaun? I mean, you guys never really got him going.
Yeah, Deshaun was targeted a few times. Deshaun's having really an outstanding year by his standards, and he was out there battling just like everybody else. And as I've said before, you know, the catches come in bunches, and we're looking forward to getting him the ball this week.
Were they doing something different, though, that you haven't seen this year?
No, they're playing, you know, teams are playing us, and each team plays us a little bit differently, but they're starting to develop a common theme. And we just got to go out and battle and do a better job.
Yeah, you want to Nick, just in general, have you been able to talk to him and be where he is?
I've communicated with Nick, but Nick today has been with the trainers, and it's my understanding he won't be out here practicing today.
LeSean was really hard on himself after the game, said it was one of his worst games since his rookie season. What did you see out of him in the run game specifically?
Well, again, you know, I think we try to take, and I'm glad that he feels that way. I think we all did. That we need to play better and do, you know, and really perform better. But he's a competitor. He's taken a very mature approach to this season. He just wants to do what he can to help us win games. And I think, you know, when a guy says that, what he's saying is, hey, I want to try to do better. And, you know, I think he can be an outstanding player in this league. He did some really good things the other night. I think he, in his mind, he was just saying, I got to do more of them.
Do you know who got reason to take the first team reps?
Mike will be out here taking the first team reps.
Pat, last week you re-signed B.J. Cunningham. Where is he in his state of readiness, and is he somebody who could contribute as a wide receiver?
Yeah, we brought B.J. back last week, and you know, he had a good week of practice. He was actually active and contributed on special teams. And, you know, he's ready to make an impact. And, you know, I can't tell you exactly whether he'll be active again this week, but if he's up, we'll try to use him a little bit.
What if quarterback does struggle with his footwork like they did? I mean, he's been in the league a couple of years now.
Sure.
You saw him coming out of college. It's kind of alarming that, that all of a sudden he can fall back into something that he really didn't show before.
No, I think every once in a while, all players at all levels, you know, they'll have a play or two where their fundamentals go away from them, you know, and then you just, okay, you just get yourself settled and get back to it. I don't think there's any kind of a weird trend there. Just a couple bad plays that were very noticeable to everybody watching, and we just get it right, get it going.
With Mike taking the first team reps today, are we to assume that he's 100% healthy and he's going to start on Sunday?
He'll be out there practicing and taking the reps. I wouldn't encourage you to assume anything. You know, I think we'll just see what, you know, Coach talked about it, you know, the who's the starter is based on the health of the quarterbacks. And he'll be out there working today with Matt Barkley. And then you saw we signed G.J. Kinney back for a lot of reasons. He's done a lot of things for us. He can help us on the look squad. And then, of course, he's familiar with our system, and he did some good things during camp.
When you put together the game plan, though, do you look at?
I get you.
Okay. When you put together the game plan, though, do you do it around the thought that maybe that Michael would probably play at least?
You know, we put together a plan that fits all the quarterbacks, so it's not like we're all the way over here if say Nick's playing, or all the way over here if Mike's playing. We put together a plan that fits all our quarterbacks.
Do you expect Mike to play with the during the team drills and all that, and do all that today?
Yeah, he'll be out there practicing today. He'll be out there.
Giants used eight in the box, sometimes nine in the box against Peterson yesterday. Do you kind of go in thinking they're most likely going to do something like that and maybe exploit?
It was successful. Yeah, I mean they're. What they did last night was very successful against one of the premier rushers in the league. So, you know, I imagine they'll have some, you know, some of those thoughts will carry over to our game, you know, in an attempt to stop LeSean from gaining yards. So, yeah, we anticipate we'll see some of that.
What is it like when you play the Giants just a few weeks ago and then you turn around and game playing again for them? What are some of the challenges of that return?
You know, it happens within the division. There's times when you play a team within a month or so. And, you know, I think the game that we played and the preparation of the game we just played is very fresh in our minds. We've only got a couple of new games to watch, and they're the same Giants team. The only thing I would say is they're getting healthier. We hit them earlier in the year when they were dealing with injuries.